Hello.
Hello, I'm from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues and would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil use, flooding, storms.
I agree.
Excuse me?
I think climate change is getting worse.
Okay. And let me ask you, this is what the statement says. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding, storms, and wildfires, and more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events, and more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change?
I'm very concerned. Yes, for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. I think the world is, something has to be done to stop what's happening.
Well, let me ask you, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
No, I'm living in a nursing home, and I don't drive anymore. So I go for walks, and it's gotten hotter, and the air isn't as clean. But that's about all I've noticed.
Okay, so do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more available to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support this bill?
I agree.
Okay. And a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost three times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment to use to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such
I would support an air quality.
Thank you for your patience. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impact of climate change. After each one, please let me know if you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it. Here's the first one. Improving electrical grid reliability. Do you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I support it.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rain storms.
Would you repeat that again? I didn't quite get it all.
Sure. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Yes.
Do you strongly support it or?
I strongly support it.
Okay. The other one says installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
I'm unsure about that.
Okay. What about expanding quality health care?
Definitely.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
What about increasing access to public transportation?
I support it.
What about protecting infrastructure? Vulnerable to sea level rise?
I'm unsure about that.
Okay. What about providing immediate relief after a natural disaster?
Definitely. I support it.
Okay. And how convinced do you find the following statement? For making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impact of climate change. Just let me know if the statement is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. Here's the first
okay.
one. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in 1970s. Instead
yes.
of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner form of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
I don't find it convincing at all. I think that the oil companies and gas companies have caused the greater portion of climate change, and they still are, and they're doing nothing to stop it.
Okay. The other one says, the communities who have contributed the last to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
I would say somewhat convincing. I think it's not just Maryland. I think the world needs to, the countries all over the world need to change in the way in their, they need, really need to understand what's happening with climate. And they do. And nobody's paying any attention to it. And it's driving me crazy.
And thank you again for
and
your
it's
patience.
Not just the United States. It's the world.
Okay. The other one says climate change is already causing more intense floodings and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience, hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not
very
convincing,
convincing. Very, very convincing.
Okay.
We have to do something about the way we're living in this world, or we're not going to be here anymore.
The following says, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker? Diminish
yes.
your opinion of that lawmaker, or
no,
would it have
it,
no impact?
It
on
would
your
enhance.
Opinion?
It would enhance my opinion of that lawmaker.
Okay. The other one here says, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker or diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
That's a very difficult question to answer, because it's not just one lawmaker. It's the way we are living in the world, we are destroying it. And it's not just lawmakers, it's all of us. We are destroying our world.
Well, let me ask you, from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? I have enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or no impact.
I would say enhance my opinion of the lawmaker.
Okay.
If I'm understanding the question perfectly.
Okay. The other one says, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easy to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker? Diminish?
Yes.
Excuse me?
I would enhance my opinion of the lawmaker.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost?
You don't even have to ask me anything further. Definitely.
Okay. And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the independent?
Definitely not Donald Trump. Definitely not Donald Trump. Maybe an independent lawmaker.
Okay.
Or Joe Biden.
Thank you. From the options I have, what do you want me to mark down? Joe Biden or
Joe
Mr.
Biden.
Kennedy?
Put Joe Biden down.
Okay.
No, put Joe Biden down.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses.
Okay.
Which of the following age groups do you fall? 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64? 65 and
I'm
older?
I'm 83.
And which party are you registered to vote?
I'm a Democrat.
And what is your race?
I am Irish American. German-Irish-American.
Oh. Okay. Do you consider yourself white or other?
I'm white.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your night. Thank you very much,
ma'am.
And
thank you for calling. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.